Welcome to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. This is the podcast that gets people waffling about their mental health, coping mechanisms, life's minor inconveniences, and the music that soundtracks it all. So join me as I open up shop and have a waffle.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Shop podcast. Today, I'm joined by a little bit of a legend. I've watched her on TV, and now she's diving into the world of music. It's singer-songwriter Samira.
Hello.
Welcome to the Waffle Shop.
Thanks for having me.
I always get weirded out with this kind of stuff because, one, I get grateful when people want to talk to me in general, but two, when like I've actually like watched you on TV or listened to your music, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I can't stop thinking about waffles now. So.
I know, sorry. There is no food provided.
Is there food included in this, or am I going to get some waffles sent through my door?
Do you know what? From a marketing point of view, like, I really let myself down with this. And I say this quite a lot. I had Cool and the Gang on the show. And obviously, these are, legends.
Legends, yeah.
Really disappointed that we weren't talking about food. And yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, like, it'll keep you up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm like, I've really upset calling the gang.
Just send him
the
some,
whole
just
gang. To be fair, it sets us up perfectly because I start each one of my shows with something called the Weekly Waffle, which is something that's quite frankly got on my nerves that once I've spoke to my guest about, it hopefully makes me feel a little bit better. Usually doesn't, but it's Monday morning, so who doesn't love a moan? But what's winding me up already this week is, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I've got man flu.
And
yeah, and I don't want to be the man to moan about it, but I am going to be the man to moan about it.
You are going to be the man to moan about man flu.
Yeah, yeah. It's just in the one nostril as well.
Oh, I hate that. And you really appreciate when you can breathe.
Exactly. And it's just like, why? Like, it doesn't matter how many times I blow my nose. Like, you are still
blocked. Why are you there? Yeah, it's annoying. You need to get Sudafed. It's sick.
Oh, yes, the spray. I was like, Sudafed. I think it sounds like something like a Rennie or something. I don't know where I was going.
Yeah, Sudafed is that. Unblocks all the sinuses.
Oh, God.
But it says that and you still take it and you've still got a blocked nose. It's rude.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and like singer, songwriter and doctor.
Yeah, literally, babe, pharmacist.
God, there's no end to your talent.
Darling, I've got everything.
Is there anything that gets on your nerves that you'd like to get off your chest today?
Monday morning travel commuters.
Okay. The face really matched the level of disappointment then.
Why are people not walking like they don't have anywhere to go? What is that? Do you not have somewhere to go? Why are you taking so long to get off the train? Walk your little legs to the station and get out. I'm like behind them, and I'm that one. Excuse me.
Are you a titter?
Excuse me. Thank you. That's me.
No, I do. I'm going to champion that because there is nothing worse as well. And it's always when, like, if you get stuck behind one of them and then you try and do like a swift little kind of like
And then they go
maneuver
with
past
you.
them. Yeah. Oh, I
Well,
appreciate that.
God bless them. God bless.
Okay, so I'm all fired up now. All fired up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music. So I get very fascinated when I have anyone on the show who has like any form of musical talent to try and work out like, how did you find out that you could do it and do it so well?
I don't know, I think at such a young age, I was literally that one child that was just always in the corner singing. She's found the karaoke box, you know what I mean? She's made a stage in her spare time. Like when everyone else is singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, she's there making a like plastic mic out of something. Do you know what I mean? Like I was
Belting
like,
them out.
yeah, literally, I was that girl. And like there's pictures of me, as a child, like on stages, just like on holiday, just boom, boom, boom. And always, my mum said I was always like kind of singing and dancing and just always being like musical. And I think growing up, I have my mum gave me a piano when I was younger. And I've still got it here in my spare room. I sometimes play. I'm not the best, but I kind of just was obsessed with kind of like making these songs. And I literally was doing that from such a young age. I have voice notes from my like old phone of me being like, "Hi, this is Samira. This is my song, Boys Cry." And I'm like, "Hi." I'm like, "What the hell? What is she talking about?" Such a young age, going through such dark stuff. But
Such a profound
yeah.
name as well. Like, yeah, I felt that. But yes, we do.
Literally, Samira, like, gosh, like, what's going
Yeah,
on?
God, I'd buy
And so,
that.
yeah, exactly. So that was kind of that really, and I just kind of knew that exactly that's what I wanted to do. I don't know if it was songwriting, singing, but I knew it was like I've always wanted to be on stage, a performer. I just always wanted to be acting, that kind of thing in front of the
Yeah.
camera and just being like boom, basically.
It's like a creative thing, isn't it? Like, especially like, and it's quite, I find it so fascinating because some people kind of either ignore it or they like really nurture it and kind of like go for it. And I really respect anyone who just really goes for it because it took me to turn 30 and like a bloody pandemic and a waffle to be like, oh, do you know what? I might give this a go. And now it's kind of completely changed the course of my life forever. So
Yeah.
anyone who does that like from such a young age and being like, do you know what? No, that is what I was born to do. Like I have so much respect for, like,
Yeah.
well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like literally even when I found like, old diaries and stuff when you're little, it was always either I want to go on X Factor, I want to go to Hollywood, I want to be Hannah Montana or something. I want to be like on West End. That was always there. I want to be in the shows and like I want to be a singer. So it was always those things which have like basically kind of almost ticked off, which is like so
Yeah.
nice to feel, which you forget about sometimes.
No, do you know what? I was about to say that. Like, have you took a moment to be like, to look through those and be like, do you know what? Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of struggle with that sometimes because it's like, when you get older, you've got so much responsibilities and like more things are just being like, oh, I'm on stage now. Like it's like actually like goals, but then also life goals. Like, okay, get some money for your rent and your mortgage, and then like, okay, let's try and meet more people. And it's like you've got
Yeah.
actual adult things along with goals. So sometimes you do forget, but it is actually good to look back and be like, oh, okay, well done. Like you are getting there,
Yeah. And it's nice to kind of like appreciate those moments as well. Like I struggle quite a lot with imposter syndrome. So even like
Yeah,
moments like now
100%.
that I'm like, oh, this person who I've watched on TV, I listen to their music, has took the time out today to talk to me. I'm like, why? But then it's
Yeah.
like when I have these kind of conversations, I'm like, well, this is why, because they may be ahead of you, some people may be behind me, but then it's that kind of like we're all experiencing these really human emotions.
Yeah.
You were kind of nodding then when I mentioned imposter syndrome, so I'm
Oh,
guessing
yeah.
there's a
I had to look that up loads before because I'm well funny with stuff like that. I'm like, what does it even mean? But I think is it when it's like you don't believe that it's
you
yourself or
deserve
something,
it.
right?
Yeah.
And like I remember I posted it on Instagram, to be fair, and I wasn't going to when I did my first music video for like This Like That. There was a video and I thought, let me just record it watching me because I've got a really big TV and I thought in 4K, and I was like, watching it, and I wasn't gonna post it, but I thought, okay. And I was watching it, and I swear to God, I did not think that it was me. Like, it was so, I was so confused. Like, I was like,
yeah, what?
Yeah, I was like, who's that? Who's that sassy girl? I was so confused. I was like, what the hell? But I get that a lot anyway with, like, things like, okay, I don't think I just, like, why did I deserve that? Like, it's so weird. It's weird how the body works, isn't it?
Do you know what? Next time it creeps in, the best bit of advice that I've ever been given when it comes to the whole imposter syndrome thing is to kind of ask yourself when you feel like that to prove it. Because you guaranteed you have got, I mean, you've got the music videos, you've got the, you know, the downloads, you've got all of these kind of hard facts to say why you deserve it. So the next time it kind of creeps in, be like, well, prove it. Prove that I can't do it. Because I've got a portfolio or, you know, a body of art that says otherwise.
Good advice.
Let's talk about Dance Floors and Dramas, Volume 1, because I've given this a listen, and in all honesty, it feels like a massive middle finger to whoever that silly person is who upset you, because it just felt like, do you know what? Yeah, you tried it, but you're not going to stop me dancing.
basically, Crying on the Dance Floor, Volume 2, and no, I'm joking. No, it's like, that's basically what it is. It's just like,
it's better than murder on the dance floor. So that's a whole different
Exactly. Like, it's kind of like those songs that are just like, you can lose yourself in. Do you know what I mean? and even if you're going through something, you could still be like, oosh, oosh, on the dance floor. Yeah. I love those like moments when you're like dancing. I don't know, you might be in a rave or a festival or something, and you're just like, really like in your own head. I really love that.
What was the inspiration behind it, or was it just a kind of, is, was it like a build-up of things, or was it like a specific kind of like event that kind of sparked the inspiration for it?
Well, I think like, because a lot of the songs are, well, when I listen back to some of the songs now, for example, like Envy Me or That's Not What My Friends Say, or something, you know, or something like that, it's like, it's really interesting because the sound is so different. Because maybe like, That's Not What My Friend saying, Envy Me is a bit more, got more attitude. And then you've got like Wrote Me Good, which is a bit more vulnerable and like actually more like honest. But interesting enough, like I did Wrote Me Good ages ago. So like I did that like a year and maybe 2 years or a year and a half ago now. And I was going through a really bad breakup. Well, I wasn't actually going for a breakup. I was just in this awful situationship. So like, it, you know, that was a while ago. And then Envy Me maybe was, I wasn't actually in that situation anymore, because I did that more recent than Broke Me Good. So it was kind of like maybe the aftermath of that. So it's all got their own little stories. They're all not in order. They've all got their own little like reasons of why behind the song. Do you know what I mean?
I love how music does this.
Yeah, it's like a diary, isn't it?
Yeah, like it really tells like a story. I've had people on the show before who, when it comes to like the whole songwriting process, do you have to be in like in a certain like headspace or going through something? Like how does your process look?
Yeah, I mean, not all the time. I think, you know, I recently just did a writing camp, which was like amazing, for a whole week, which was last week. And it was really interesting, actually, like kind of, you know, you're kind of not forced to write, but you're there to write and produce loads of music with loads of different people. So you're kind of like, have to get in the zone straight away. And like, it's really interesting how I made really good friends with this one writer, Cheyenne, and we were like, you know, how does this song make you feel? Like, he's got a beat or something. And we're just talking about how it made me feel. And then, you know, she's like, oh, it could be about this boy. Da, da, da. And I really try, and sometimes I'm like, nah, not about boys no more. Like, let's get deeper. Like, let's think about our own experiences. And like, you know, that I've got this song that we wrote that you think that it's actually about a boy that we're talking about, like a boy that, like a kind of like a boy that's stuck to your back, you know, one of them, but actually it's about anxiety. So when you listen to it, you think that it's about a relationship, but it's a relationship with anxiety. So stuff like that, and you always bring it back to that. And I just love it, because it's like the person listening is not going to think, I mean, if they could really deep it, they might be like, oh, what's this about? But you do think that, oh, this is about a boy and a girl. Actually, it's nothing to do with a boy or a girl.
I just love that.
Yeah, it's sick. It's so good. And so I just love like getting in the creative process of it. And it's also like good seeing how everyone feels. So it's like, if you and I were writing a song, it's not just about how I'm feeling. It's also about like what you're feeling, what you're going through, and what you think the song might be about. So it's also good to just collab like that.
No, I love that. I find it so fascinating how, like, especially like from the songwriting side of things, like how stories and influences gets pulled in.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Growing up, what music was playing in the house, or like, where does that influence come from? That kind of goes into your song processing now. Do you have any like inspirational like artists or like people? I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm waffling now.
I was very lucky. Like, I had, my mum's a jazz teacher, so she dancer. So I listened to a lot of jazz. She used to put on shows and stuff like that for, like, it was great. I mean, she used to work at Eurostar when I was really, really little, and she was putting on these shows for the people that worked at Eurostar, and they all were in it, and I was in them as well, and their kids were in them, and it was at Waterloo. It was, like, proper big, like, but I remember doing stuff like that, and it was, like, you know, in the shows at the time, it was listening to Michael Jackson, Prince, and a lot of actually I think Murder on the Dance Floor was in one of them as well. I remember I've got a video of me dancing to that when I was little, but stuff like that, those kind of big songs. And then my dad would listen to, he'd bring us up on like funk, soul, reggae, house, but not like unt and unt house, like kind of like Afrobeat house.
Yeah.
And then you've got like and then obviously I was training to be a ballet dancer as well, so I was listening to classical music, so I had everything growing up. And I just like, I was like, even rock music, like some, my favorite person in the whole wide world is Freddie Mercury. Like, he's just the best person in the world. I wish I could meet him when I'm dead. Maybe I will find him. I will find you. But like, I just like, I love artists like that who are just completely themselves, and like are icons because of who they are. They're not fake, you know, and like, they have raw talent, absolute raw talent. So people like that are absolutely loved.
I love that. Is it, when it comes to kind of like now, like stepping out, because obviously I know a lot of people will obviously remember you from like Love Island and that kind of thing. Has there been a bit of a transitional period to say, like, okay, this is Samira, the artist? And obviously that kind of sense of identity, is that like quite important to you now?
Yeah, I think it's, sorry, my throat is, so it's,
you have
it's
just
different.
Spent a week in a camp, a writing camp.
Yeah, you're so right. And then I went to see Chase and Status and Drumshed the other day, and I was like, whoa!
Oh.
Yeah, it was
okay,
good.
Yeah. I suppose you've got any voice left.
But yeah, interesting, I think, because I was in musicals before The Villa, people kind of thought, oh yeah, she's going to do something musical, you know, I don't know what that's going to be, performing, blah blah blah. But yeah, the transition to kind of, you know, you can't forget where you came from, I don't think. You know, I was, you know, I was on Love Island and I did reality TV for a bit, but I was never one to be like on TOWIE, on X on the Beach, on this, on that, so it wasn't too much like, whoa, she's a reality star going to music, you know. But it's been important to kind of make the shift now. And I just basically want to grow myself as an artist. And like, I think as well with the artistry comes with like the fashion and where you are and what events you go to and kind of that kind of thing. I think that's what's important, is just making sure that you're now transitioning into like that kind of like icon. I'm not saying I'm an icon, but you know, you look at these people.
Give it time.
Like,
give it time.
you know what I mean? Yeah, like Miley Cyrus and Nicole Scherzinger. She came from a reality show, and Cheryl Cole. You know, all these people.
I mean, everyone
so that,
now. I mean, you look at Harry Styles. He's now winning Grammys. He came from a reality show.
Exactly. And a lot of people coming from like Nickelodeon or, you know, American people, Disney, stuff like that. So it does take time. I mean, you know, it is sometimes you forget how long stuff like this takes. But on the other hand, like, I think, yeah, it's important to just take time and just find out who you are as a person so that you can be that person. Because I feel like once you get to that point, like, I don't know how Miley Cyrus and Harry Styles will they feel every day, but I would be very overwhelmed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I imagine it's like every minute of the day as well.
Oh my God, you wouldn't be able to do anything.
No, and to be fair, we feel it. I mean, obviously, I'm not in your kind of like world, but even from like this side, like I feel very like I don't know where today's gone.
100%.
When it comes to kind of like coping mechanisms of that, like music is my biggest one. Like if I'm feeling a little bit chaotic or it's a bit too much, my headphones are in, like I'm escaping. When the days get a little bit chaotic for yourself, like what do you lean on to get you through it?
I mean, I have a lot of my best friends, like a couple of my best friends that I speak to every day. Who's my best friend Kelly. She's like my sister. We went to dance college together, so we don't travel since we're 16. And she's one of those people that are just like, you know, zero judgment friend. You could say anything. We've never had a fight, nothing. So she's someone that we, you know, we can bounce off each other and kind of get each other through the day. But also, like you said, music as well. If I'm at home and I'm feeling, oh gosh, you know, you've got this, and you've also got the home things, put your headphones in, maybe do a bit of cleaning, honestly, like sorting out. Because once you look and you're like, oh, this is all sorted out. But yeah, I think there's a few, I sometimes really need to push myself to go for walks and stuff like that, but the weather is so disgusting. I don't want to go outside.
It's freezing.
I was like looking at flights to Bali today for no reason. I'm not going. And it was like 1.2 and I was like 1.2k. I was like, I won't be going there then.
No, not today. And to be fair, they're having a bad thing with spiders at the moment, Bali is.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm not going. Yeah. Are you serious?
That spider thing, that wall. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, nah, one of my favourite places in the world, but no, never going back. I don't know if I've mentioned it before on the show, but when you said about the whole cleaning side of thing, for some reason, when I get a little bit chaotic, like the one thing that takes my mind away from everything is ironing. It just, because I have to kind of really focus on this like item of clothing in front of me.
Yeah, and you have to like zone in on it, don't you?
Yeah, it really grounds me.
Yeah, no, so that's the same with cleaning with my flat. Like, that's what I'm definitely going to do. Like, because I've kind of neglected my poor flat over this this week of the artist week, the writer's camp thing, because I was coming in really late. Today I'm just going to like dive in and like just do room by room, have your little breaks, you know, that kind of thing.
Little dance breaks in between.
Ever since the weather's been like gone a bit colder, it's like the same thing with the man flu thing. I feel a bit like stuffy, but then my nose has been really dry and stuff. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And my lips, everything. Change of weather.
And I have to as well. Like, I've never really noticed the importance of skincare.
Oh my God!
I'm stepping into like
so
my skincare
good.
Kind of like era of like SPF. Like, no one teaches you these things.
You have to wear SPF even if it's not sunny.
Yeah, no one teaches me. But do you know what makes me laugh? I could tell you what a bend in a river is. It's called a meander. Like, I remember that from school. But this kind of stuff, I should be taught.
I know. Whatever, sorry about
ridiculous.
That.
No, it's great. As long as you're okay. To be fair, you walked away because obviously you thought you had a nosebleed. And I was like, where's my girl at? And then I was like, oh, what a nice little segue into the brand new single. Where are my girls at?
Yeah,
it's like as if I wrote that down.
Yeah, well done.
But no, it is brilliant, and it reminds me of like a real kind of like modern dancey version of The Boy Is Mine. It's like a real kind of like it felt nostalgic, even though it was like I've only just heard it.
So many like of those kind of songs back in day songs, The Boy Is Mine. Destiny's Child, those kind of songs, they all kind of fit one kind of, like, that whole attitude of being like, D-d-d-d-d. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
throwaway. But yeah, it definitely feels nostalgic.
It's like a very,
Definitely.
I can really imagine it, because obviously I know it's obviously your, because you're very kind of like dancey. Everything's kind of like very upbeat. Whereas the songs, I can really imagine whether it's like there was an R&B spin on it, whether it's like an acoustic spin on it. Like I can, for
Yeah.
some reason, I can really hear it. I don't think it, I don't know if it's your voice or even the way the
Oh,
songs are
really?
produced. I can really sense of like, if I was to hear like that, like acoustically, or even in like Ronnie Scott's, for example, like I would feel really like, oh, like it would not feel out of place.
No, I get you. I've actually had that before, like with sometimes my voice as well, like it depends what kind of the song it is. I do like to put a little flair of like just a bit of soul or something on there. Do you know what I mean? But I
Okay.
think with a full dance song like that, it is good to have that kind of jazzy soul kind of tone, because otherwise I think some dance songs really just fall into one and you kind
Yeah.
of just hear them so many times. You want to do something a bit different. Do you know what I mean?
No, I respect it. Respect it. And plus summer's around the corner. Like we need it.
Is
You're like a ray
it?
of
Is
sunshine.
it?
Well, yeah, not today. I'll release this in June. What's coming next? Well, what's 2024 looking like?
Well, I think it's going to be very busy. And hopefully this feels like the year which is like things are really moving. Like I've had a good couple of years of things moving, but this year feels proper, like quite serious. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Samira, get your hat on. And like hopefully, live shows where I can actually perform and
Yes.
dance for people, which you'll be coming to, of course.
Obviously.
And festivals, hopefully, and like just more collaborations and features and a lot more songs, I think, as well. I've noticed I'm doing myself that are more mature, like to me. So like for example, still could be upbeat and dancey, but it almost has that kind of like serious flair to it, when I listen to some of my songs I did 2 years ago, I'm like, whoa, like I just sound so different because I the writing and the kind of like the way I've come across is so much more mature now. So yeah, I think a bit more like, oh, okay, she's an artist. So
No, do you know what though? And I would second that, because that's exactly how I felt when I listened to like Dance Moms and the Drama. It was this kind of almost like this like melancholy feeling of this like I shouldn't be dancing to this, because if I really listen to the lyrics, I'm like, oh, this is actually quite
quite
hard hitting,
dark.
the lyrics. But I'm still kind of going for it. So I think like you kind of explained that perfectly, and like you can hear it.
So basically that's gonna hopefully be that little switch there, but also still keeping fun and young, obviously, but loads of different kind of stories on each song, not just the same.
Love it. I have three final questions that I ask each and every one of my guests. And obviously, feel free to be as open as possible. The first one, I can't imagine it taking a lot considering you are a phenomenal dancer, but does there need to be a certain song playing to get you on the dance floor?
Gosh, I don't know. I dance quite a lot to everything, but I do love Britney Spears,
Do you know
I
what?
do
That
love
was.
her. I'm a slave for you.
I
Overprotective.
very nearly was going to be my weekly waffle was going to be Britney Spears this week.
Oh,
Not because
really?
love it. I mean, I'm a big Britney fan, obviously, of 90s baby. But there's a girl on TikTok, and I don't know if you've seen her at the
Yeah,
moment.
she's like, oh, well, I'm
You
Britney
found
Spears.
me.
She's like, come with me.
It's literally, you've been stuck in my head for about 2 solid weeks now. And now people in work are starting to quote it as well. And I'm just like, there's no
It's
escape.
so funny. But yeah, God bless Britney. I do love her. I actually love her. But
Big
yeah, I mean,
song.
I'm always on the dance floor anyway, to be honest.
So what song gets you off it? To be fair, actually, that was actually my next
Yeah, you know what
question.
song does get me off it? Sweet Caroline. I'm off.
Such a, I mean,
I'm
I
so
don't know how to
sorry.
say this, but it's like it's such a white person song of like,
It
it's just, yeah, it's the ick. I feel
that
like if a
and Mr.
musical
Brightside,
ick.
I need to
Yeah.
leave.
Yeah. Do you know what annoys me about that song as well? Like, I never remember learning the words to that song. It was like I came out the womb and I knew the words to that song.
You are British if you know that song.
Yeah.
If
Sick
you
of
don't know
it.
that song, you are British. I
I'm
just
like,
don't
get out.
know that. I just don't know. I just every time I hear it, and I'm just like, oh, sweet Caroline, and it goes dun dun dun. I'm like, I'm off. I'm out of here.
And what's the other one as well? Oh no, it is Sweet Caroline. It's like so good, so good. You're like, oh, shut up,
Yeah, and then Mr.
shut up.
Brightside is that one. And then there's definitely one more that's like everyone just chants. I'm like, I'm off.
Like, sack it off. On the flip side of that, is there a song, artist, or even an album that you like to sometimes pretend you're in a music video too, or it really kind of brings the emotion out of you?
Oh, I mean, I really love old school Rihanna. The album, what is the album? Oh, I can't remember the album now, but it's got like Russian Roulette on there. It's got
Rated R.
like yeah, oh, it's got
Yes,
Tiamo on
yes,
there. Oh
yeah.
my God. That
Cold the
is such an
drums
album.
in Cold Case Love.
Oh my God. And then there's
Yeah.
another song, The Lovers Need a Clear
Is it, it's like Fire. Is it
Role. What
Fire
is the song?
something?
Firebomb.
Firebomb. There we go.
That album, I mean, I'm really loving the Tate McRae album, to be fair. Good for her. I put that
Yeah.
on when I'm in the shower. But yeah, that Rated R album. And then there's an Ariana Grande album that I used to call the breakup album for me. Because when I was
Okay.
younger, I don't know, is it, which one is it? Is it Dangerous Woman? I don't know. It's got all that old stuff where she's like
Yeah.
her collabs with Big Sean and stuff. And yeah, and Lil Wayne and stuff. That's that album for me. I remember being in my flat in Mamma Mia. I was in Mamma Mia at the time. I was in my flat and I was going for a breakup and I was in the bath like, I just broke with my ex. Now I'm newly single. I don't know. Like, I was proper going for it. And whenever I listen to that album, I'm like, oh God, that, do you know when it gives you that
Yeah, the
feeling? You're like,
goosebumps. They never lie. Do
when did that happen? Yeah.
you know what I love that? Because you kind of in those moments you look back on be like, ah, that song means something. It kind of it
Actually
soundtracks
probably
that,
means
yeah.
something. But there's this one song on the Ariana Grande, and I can't remember what the hell it's called, but I know it starts like, I've been thinking about you. Yeah, I've been missing you. Yeah, when I need you. And I remember just being in the kitchen the other day hearing it, I'd be like, oh, when I broke up with that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I still hear your voice. Like, so funny, isn't it? I love songs that do that.
They take you right back as well. Like it almost
Yeah,
have
it's
that
scary
giddy
though.
feeling.
I'm like, oh, to be 19.
Oh no. God, don't. I wish it was.
I know.
The final question that I normally ask is if there was a song that you'd kind of kick to the bottom of the ocean, never hear it again. But I feel like you've kind of already answered that. And one thing, like, it's never happened before on the show, but like some of the musical references, like, I feel like we've got like a very strong kind of connection when it comes to our musical
Yeah,
taste.
yeah.
So I don't normally like this question because I feel like it's such a bit of a cop out question. But like, if there was anyone that you could collaborate with on anything, whether it's just a song or songwriting or even like an album. Who you picking the phone up to?
Obviously, if they were dead, you know who mine be, like Freddie Mercury and all that
Yeah.
lot, and Amy Winehouse and stuff. But
Oh.
if yeah, I lie. I made your question more exciting. Dead or
Yeah.
alive? If there were now time, like probably someone like Dua Lipa would be cool. Someone like, I'm trying to think of like writers. Someone like Calvin Harris would be cool to do a song
Yeah.
with. Gosh, it's hard.
To be fair, I
I'm
feel
trying
like
to.
Calvin Harris would
Miley
capture
Cyrus.
your kind of, because there's
Yeah.
something about and I always say this about like Sweet Nothing with Florence and the Machine.
Tune.
There's something about that song that again it makes me feel like I shouldn't be dancing to this, but
Yeah, it's
here I
kind of
am.
dark, but it's like that, like emotional. You're
Yeah.
like, woo. But yeah, I would love to do something with Calvin Harris one day. It's difficult because there's so many people, isn't there? I'm like thinking of the Oscars, like who bought the
It's
Oscars and stuff. Like who was like Miley Cyrus would be cool. Yeah, there's loads of people.
to be a big year. Big, big year.
Yeah, manifesting.
But I guarantee, like in a year's time, I'll be like, she was on my show once when you're winning your
Oh, and
first
I'll
Brit
be
Award.
back.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll hold
hopefully.
you to that. I've got that on record now.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the receipts.
Coming for you. Oh, honestly, you have been an absolute delight to waffle with. Honestly, I know it's
Oh,
Monday morning, but you've perked my day up already.
you've put mine up.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Best of luck with this year with the EP. I'm looking forward to Volume 2. already, whatever the name is, or whatever direction you're going in. But yeah, it's going to be a very, very big year for you. And thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been fun. Now I generally need to go eat some flipping waffles. Generally, I can't get out my damn head.
Sorry about that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You've been listening to the Waffle Shop podcast with me, Taylor James. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and even leave a review. It means the world to me. See you soon.